everybody, and welcome to this week's Highs and Lows in Wrestling here on the unofficial WWE podcast. Today is Saturday, May 8th, 2021. My name is Mimi Burris, and I've had a tickle in my throat since I started this intro, so let's get into it.
Hardy with a powerful right hand knocking Sammy Guevara through the stage.
I want a divorce. Oh!
I told you I was gonna ruin yours!
I feed a whole family with this title!
Alright, you guys, I hope you have all had a wonderful week this week, our first full week in May here. I hope you're all doing great. I hope you all enjoyed this jam-packed week full of wrestling. Obviously, some really crazy stuff going on with the Blood and Guts pay-per-view, and then NXT was not too shabby in regards to just violence as well. So we're definitely going to talk about that. And per usual, there was some really weird stuff that went on, and mostly Raw and SmackDown are usually the culprits. Drew Gulak probably had to get some kind of surgery or a colonoscopy to get the rose out of his ass. That was something. You know what? Let's be positive today, guys. Let's put a positive spin on this stuff. Angel Garza and Drew Gulak were on TV for more than 2 minutes, maybe. I think. I don't even know how long it was. I wouldn't put it past them to be less than 2 minutes. But like I said, some awesome stuff and some really bad stuff. I mean, I'm not even gonna come on here and particularly pick on Naomi and Lana this week. I can't, for my own mental health, you guys, that can't be my low for the week. The fact that they had a women's tag team title match on Raw. Why? God, Naomi needs to get away from this. I know she's no four horsewoman, but she's not at this level. And I said I was not going to talk about it, and here I am. So let's move on to the actual official low for the week, guys. We're actually going to go over to SmackDown for this. And my official low for the week is the Tamina versus Reginald match. Because what the f***? This was an attempt, I assume, to do the thing that seemed to somehow get over with a lot of people, which was the Reginald versus Sasha Banks match. I was entertained by it briefly. Let me put it like that. I didn't appreciate it, didn't think it was good or creative or interesting or whatever. I was briefly entertained by it because Reginald is fun to watch do flippy dippy things. But here's the thing. There is a guy like Ricochet in the back who can do flippy dippy things and do them a lot better and in a wrestling capacity. And he doesn't get nearly as much TV time as Reginald. I actually think the two of them in real life are good friends behind the scenes, which is funny. But, you know, flippy dippy guys stick together. So let's talk about this. So, like I said, I think what they were trying to do here was recreate the fun dynamic between Sasha Banks and Reginald that one time in that one short flippy dippy match. The rest of it was awful. But for that one moment, it was bearable and somewhat entertaining. I will give them that. The problem with trying to recreate that with Tamina is so many things. First and foremost, Tamina is not Sasha Banks. You guys, if you have heard me on any of the podcasts on here, I am for hashtag Tamania 2022, hashtag Tamania 2023, hashtag Tamania 2059. All right? I am Tamina all the way. All jokes aside, though, I actually think she's pretty talented and, you know, has got her own skill set, and she doesn't look like the rest of the women. And she should be a world champion. Straight up. She can't talk. Can't really talk. Get her a manager. Zelina Vega would have been great for that one. But what do we do there? We got so greedy with our money and had to make shareholders, you know, want to suck our so. Okay. Well, so my point being is that Tamina is talented, but she's not Sasha Banks. So she can't do the fun flippy dippy stuff with Reginald. Therefore, she's just got to swing at him and miss, and she can't hit him or be close to hitting him because Reginald isn't good at this yet. Otherwise, he'd be wrestling, right? So the swings that Tamina was throwing at him looked awful, looked so fake, looked so bad. And the rest of it was just boring. The one satisfying moment was when she super kicked him, but even that didn't even look that good. It seems like Vince McMahon really loves Reginald, so if I were Tamina, I'd be really scared to accidentally hit him and have him not duck out of the way either. You can clearly see that she was scared to get close to him, which I would be too if I was working with someone that inexperienced. So there's problem number one with this whole thing. Problem number two. We could go into every single issue with this, but I'm not going to. Okay, but I'm going to... Let me give you a little short snippet, because I guarantee most of you didn't watch Tamina on Talking Smack, because I didn't either. But they showed a brief preview, or not preview, they showed a brief recap of a short interview that she had on Talking Smack last week. And, you know, ever since The Miz, Talking Smack has become this thing where these wrestlers, because Vince McMahon doesn't give a crap about the show, they can go on and cut unscripted promos. And, you know, 10 times out of 10, they're pretty great. Peyton Royce, you know, was a more recent one, and then she got released. So, great. That shows you how much Vince McMahon cares about the show. We do, however. We care about these little moments of bliss that we get when these wrestlers aren't so overproduced into just dust at this point. But if you're like me and you usually tune out a little bit at these segments because you know it's going to be the same thing that's been going on for the last 14 years, this is some of the audio.
You hear what I'm saying? But now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to address you, Nia. You have disrespected me, but I have come here with passion. And you think that you know better than me, but you don't. Lo Lutu, together here, this is our place. Do you hear me? Do you feel my passion?
I need to go make sure that she's okay.
All right, so let's be realistic about this. Most of what she said was absolute nonsense. And I'm not talking about whatever language she was speaking after. Most of the content of what she was saying made absolutely no sense, considering whatever is going on with these tag team belts is crap, and we all know the story. But let's grade this on a curve, guys, because that's what I try to do every time here. Tamina had some passion in whatever the fuck she was saying. God knows, but it was something. So, your next step from that for Peyton Royce is to put her in a match with Asuka. With The Miz is this whole giant feud with Daniel Bryan. Kevin Owens is this feud with Roman Reigns, right? All these awesome Talking Smack Raw problems. What do we do for Tamina, guys? We put her in a match with Reginald. And the ending of the match, problem number three, was crap, right? She doesn't even get to, like, finish the match or pin him or anything. She just gets knocked off the top by Shayna Baszler and gets beaten down and whatever. We'll see the same crap next week. So, you know what? High on Tamina for cutting a promo, even if none of it made sense. She had some real passion and intensity. I popped for Natalya. I left that part in there because I need to go check on her. Like, yes. Loved it. Hated this match. So this gets my low for the week, guys. Let's move on over to some of the good stuff this week because there was plenty of it. Obviously, blood and guts, guys. Let's talk about it. Because that would have been my high for the week without a doubt, but I'm going to be honest with you guys and you can hear more of my thoughts on it. The ending, which has, let me preface it with the fact, it has nothing to do with the wrestlers. I'm not one of those weird people online who's saying, oh, Chris Jericho shouldn't have fell on a mat or what. Like, no, like, he needs a safety mat. 100%. Makes sense. Get that 100, like, I'm not arguing about that whatsoever. Like, make this as safe as possible. The problem was none of the wrestlers. The problem was the production of this. And the ending and the production of the ending to this, sorry, ruined it for me. Not the whole match, but ruined this as a possible quote-unquote high for the week. So what I am going to give my high for the week is, because again, there was great stuff on SmackDown. you know, some of it better than others in execution and ideas of this, you know, family feud, Jimmy Uso back and Cesaro stuff. Some of it was a little hokey, but I got the idea. I'm giving my high for the week to the NXT Women's Tag Team Street Fight, Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon versus The Way, which was obviously Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Yes, you heard me right, guys. My high for the week is going to the tag team, women's tag team titles on NXT. Because I want to point out, when I did that whole like half an hour rant on the tag team titles on this show, it wasn't because I didn't think NXT could hold the titles or do well with the titles. In fact, I thought NXT could do a great job with the titles, and that's why I thought they should just put the titles on NXT and stop trying whatever this whole thing on the main roster is and failing. They're not even trying, guys. It's just content. It's just a content factory to make money for sponsors and promotions and ads, and we are just marks. The reason this is getting my high for the week, and if you haven't watched this match, guys, go check it out. These four women not only put their bodies on the line, but put their hearts into this match. Obviously, I thought it was a great decision to go with The Way to end this match. Obviously, them taking the victory and taking the titles. Finally, guys, Candice LeRae, the ring general that she is, the division carrier, like on the low key that she's been, finally gets a title. But yeah, Shotzi Blackheart was absurd, jumping off the rafter thing. There was fire extinguishers, there was, you know, announce table bumps, and there was table bumps and chair bumps. And one of my favorite parts was in Candice LeRae slides out of the ring, and both Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart hit her with the tops of the trash cans. That spot never gets old. But my favorite part in this match is towards the end, obviously, right? Candice LeRae is about to put out Ember Moon. Indy Hartwell just shoots springboard, one of the most beautiful springboards I've ever seen, elbow drop onto Ember Moon. Oh, sorry, she's about to put Shotzi Blackheart away. One of the most beautiful springboards I've ever seen onto Ember Moon outside on a table. Perfect elbow drop. Perfect. Like, perfect. Loved it. That was my favorite part of the whole match. And obviously, the ending was great. So, this gets my high for the week, guys. Again, if you haven't seen this match, go check it out. There were ladder bumps, springboard moonsaults. That was a little tricky, though, when her knees... I think it was Shotzi Blackheart took the bump on the ladder, and just her knees, who am I talking about? Candice LeRae. Just her knees hit Shotzi Blackheart. I was like, oh, that's gotta be even rougher than the regular bump. But William Regal's brass knuckles, the 1-2-3 for, I forget what her finishing maneuver is called. The Wicked Stepsister. That's what it is. The Wicked Stepsister on the chair. The way that they can diminish the momentum from this match is to have these four women go at it again. I don't want to see this for another year. I'm sick of the Shotzi Blackheart, Candice LeRae stuff. Move on. The eventual weird, whatever they're going to do with the whole Dexter Lumis stuff. I'm oddly and morbidly entertained by it because I think Indy Hartwell is doing such a great job in her role. So, all great stuff in regards to this. It was clear what NXT was doing here. Let's put two giant violent matches on the night before Blood and Guts. I'm not stupid. Not a mark for that. I can see that, but doesn't mean I can't enjoy it. So, awesome stuff. Hopefully, she gets a few months with the gold. And obviously, Indy Hartwell as well. But I'm really happy to see Candice LeRae get something. Even if it's these tag team title belts. She deserves it. And Indy Hartwell put on probably her best performance yet, in my opinion, at least in NXT. So, all right, guys, with all that being said, I will never leave you without your random match recommendation for the week, which is none other than... I don't know why, but I feel like I did this match recently, but I'm going to do it again, because if you guys go listen to Anthony DeMarco on... his rivalries this week. He did AJ Styles versus John Cena. And I'm going to send you over to the Royal Rumble. And I forget what year it is. So bear with me as I look it up as I record this and just talk nonsense as I type things in so I don't have dead air. I think it was in fact the Royal Rumble of 2000. 2017. All right, that's what I was going to go with in the first place. All right, AJ Styles, John Cena, 2017. Probably should have looked that up beforehand. Probably should cut all this crap out. Am I going to do that? I am not. That's your guys' random match recommendation for the week. In celebration of Anthony DeMarco's great episodes, I oddly listen to them before I go to bed because to me it's like story time before you go to bed. Maybe that's really weird. Maybe I shouldn't say that on the air, but I did. On the air. We're not live. I can cut that stuff out, but I don't because I guess I just have a morbid fascination with embarrassing myself on this podcast for you guys. So that's it. That's your random match recommendation for the week. With all that being said, I do want to quickly plug, guys, Patreon. Obviously, you've probably heard plenty about it on this whole podcasting scheme of everybody talking about it. Not scheme, shtick, whatever. It's not a scheme. Sign up. Patreon. $1 a month, ad-free shows completely. You get some more shows from me. I know I've only done one. I'm going to do another one hopefully this week. And you get some other shows from Anthony DeMarco and Matt. And there's going to be a bunch of other great stuff. And first of all, most importantly, guys, no ads. Hate ads. So annoying. Hate having to hit that skip button. But I understand why there needs to be them. So guess what, guys? Patreon. $1 a month. No ads. Check it out. And with all that being said, as I plug Patreon, I do want to throw out a quick need from you guys or suggestion from you guys. I am going to record, hopefully this week, a episode regarding fantasy booking Money in the Bank winners for this year. And hopefully we get a real Money in the Bank match and not whatever that crap was last year. I've sworn enough on this podcast already. Let's just be PG about it, but that was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm not just talking about on television, and I'm not just talking about in wrestling. Just one, generally, on a general basis, one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life. Anyways, this year, Money in the Bank winners, obviously we've got a little way to go. It's not until mid-June, I think, is the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. But honestly, if you guys have heard me talk about it before, it's one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year. I went a couple years ago when Bayley won. You can probably go search me out on the network or Peacock, and Bayley came up to us, me and my fiance, and it was one of the coolest moments ever. And I got to be on WWE TV for the first time, and I had been to how many shows at that point, so love Money in the Bank, love the concept, love the excitement behind the whole thing. Really, the whole concept is that, you know, they bury all their talent by 50-50 booking and all this other stuff all year long, but this Money in the Bank contract is a chance for one wrestler to not completely lose his career that year, unless you're Baron Corbin or many of the other failed cash-ins. All right, all that being said, the point I am talking about this for you guys is I would like you, send me an email. I've got a list of names already, but I want you to give me any names that you want me to come up with some kind of fantasy booking for the Money in the Bank. I guarantee, guys, from the win of at the Money in the Bank to where they're going to cash it in and how and whatever, I challenge you. Give me a name. The person obviously has to be alive and more than likely has to be a wrestler. That would be helpful. And we will fantasy book it on that podcast. And again, like I said, if none of you email me, by the way, that email is the email is mimi.realwwepodcast@gmail.com. Again, mimi.realwwepodcast.com. Don't forget that period in the middle or else you'll end up emailing some random person with a really specific email. All right. So yes, send me those emails and I guarantee we will be able to fantasy book it somehow, some way. I'll make it happen. I challenge you to challenge me. Don't give me like 14 names, but like one or two or three or whatever. I'll make it work. And I already have a list of names. So if none of you email me, then fine. I don't care. I've already got a list of names. I don't even need you guys, but please email me some names. And with that being said, the only place that you are going to get that podcast, however, is on Patreon. $1 a month, guys. You get to hear even more of my rambling about random wrestling nonsense. That's going to be my next show title, Random Wrestling Nonsense. And you get a bunch of other stuff, like I said before. The show with Anthony DeMarco and Matt. I don't know if you need a higher tier for that or not, but I've told you guys I'm subscribed on Patreon. I hate ads. So there's a mug with some tier. There's getting on your own show. There's shout outs. There's most importantly, no ads and exclusive content. What are you doing if you're not on Patreon already? Go check it out. And if you are on Patreon already, you've probably turned off this podcast because you're sick of hearing me talk. So with all that being said, guys, have a wonderful rest of your week. Hope you have a great Saturday, Sunday, whenever you're listening to this. Monday, it's probably not Saturday because it's Saturday night right now. So unless you're outside my house right now, you're not listening to this. Have a great Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I will talk to you guys on the AEW review show. Don't forget to go check out Blood and Guts AEW and check out the review show with Ashley Mann and I. We talked for like 2 hours, a couple audio problems here and there. I had a work emergency in between, but we made it work, and definitely worth going to check out. Love talking to her about wrestling. She's such a great mind to pick. So go check that out. And that is all from me, guys. I'll talk to you next time.